Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for November the 2nd, 2025. I have something here from someone named Karen, and I hope she's not a Karen. That's all I can say. It's a long, lengthy email. It is well worth the read on my part. I really appreciate it. But let me just boil it down to its simplest form for you. She wants to know, and I'm paraphrasing this because it's a very lengthy email. She wants to know how to not resent her mother and father for the way they treated her. And I'm not going to go into the treatment because it's gory, emotionally gory. And I just don't think it would do anyone any good to hear all this. But it is valid. She has been to therapists and all sorts of people. And she says it never goes away. It influences everything she does. And she hates herself for what she does, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, Karen, this is something that I deal with almost 24 hours a day with people. In my counseling, in my hospice work, in almost everything I do. It seems that most people come into this world, most of us, very clueless. We have no sense of what it means to live our life. We have no sense of the strategy of living beyond our parents' grip and the influence that they had over us. And when you look at your parents and you look at the abuse they did, and then you confine yourself to the perimeters of their behavior and their value systems and their ideology, if there is any, you start to really realize, if you really look at it, what a crazy thing this is to do, that this is, you know, sacrificing yourself. This is a terrible thing. And most people that I work with, they have the inlay of their parents' emotionality. They genetically feed off of it. There's only two things that affect people. One is basically their gender, and the other is their ethnic background. And those two elements are deeply woven into the DNA of us. So when you're living from your DNA, as your DNA, through your DNA, when you're living to survive, and that's what this is all about. When you live to survive and survive alone, you will find that you're in a very bad posture within yourself. And you have to do something that most people are unwilling to do. You see, we need to belong. This is our big problem. We need to belong, belong, belong. People will try to belong to churches and political associations and affiliations that meet the criteria of their hatred and their fear. And that's about as far as they ever go. In that, they live for the sake of trying to make things right through vengeance and pride. And in doing so, they do nothing but make things terribly difficult and complicated. Now, when I'm working with my students, that is what I'm working with. That is the difficulty. I'm going to give you the secret. You probably aren't interested in it. And it's really no secret. It just appears to be one because my ego, your ego, just does not comprehend. It does not want to ascend. It does not want to transcend. Here's the secret. You must be willing to love beyond what your parents did to you. You must love beyond your parents' love, your genetic love. You must do those things your parents would never do, like be generous. Generosity is compassion based in mercy and forgiveness. And if you spend your whole life trying to transcend, it will be because what you're doing is not allowing the influence, emotionally speaking, of your human heart to tell you what to do, what not to do, what's right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad. You will go beyond all of that. And in going beyond it and learning how to let love live you, rather than let your anger and your human heart to live you, that is when something of the other shore begins to really occur. You start to realize things in a different way, in a different light. You're no longer interested in your genetics and what they are purporting to you. Rather, you are interested in something far bigger, far more important, far more substantial. You are interested in transcending what your parents did to you by not doing what they did to you, not doing it to yourself, and not doing it to others. You can't take the poor me attitude. Oh, poor me, my parents did this and my parents did. My parents were horrible. They were horrible people. They were. And for a while in my life, I looked at that and thought to myself, I'm not doing that. But I did some of it anyway. I did. And I had to recognize that when I went to India. I started to understand the bigger picture of it all and what the meaning of my life was beyond the conjectures of my human body. And that's when things started to work. So in my mid-20s, the project began. And that project was no longer to hate Ed and Jean Penn, my parents, to no longer be their enemy and make them my enemy. Rather, I looked at it and realized I must do the things that my parents wouldn't do. It's really that simple. I must meditate. My parents wouldn't do that. I must be compassionate. My parents wouldn't do that. I must be open inside to a deeper existence of life that my parents wouldn't do. I have to want a love, seek a love that is greater than my parents and what they gave me, which wasn't love at all. They were barely tolerant, and they had a lot of guilt and shame about me not being a very good parent. They both knew they weren't, but they didn't give a darn, and I understand. I do understand. I get it. I get why that happened. I get how tempting that is. I understand. And once you understand all of this, then it's not a problem anymore. Once you are aware that I know everybody wants they were doing their best, but you have to understand they weren't. They were doing what was impulsed to them from their emotions and their feelings of their parents and what their parents were doing to them, and blah, blah, blah. It's passed down, 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 down. And then once you understand you don't want to be a part of all of that, that you have your own experience to manifest and find and realize, once you really understand that, then you can forgive them and realize they know not what they do. And you can start to live a different life from a different perspective, from a different way. And in doing so, in being this way, in being this mindful about your life, you change the way you live and you forgive them. You see them just as normal people in this world doing what they do, which isn't very good, but they do what they do, and you are no longer holding it against them. You let love live you. Now, if you can do any or all of that, if you can meditate and work upon the futility of wanting to either be like them or seek revenge upon them or feel hapless and helpless towards yourself because of them, that's when something of the other shore will start to pop up within you. You will realize a great goodness within you and seek virtue over vengeance. I hope that helps you. Probably not. But I hope it does. Vengeance is a sweet nectar that the ego loves to feed us with, and most people fall for it. I wish you well, Karen. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back on the air next week. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.